The entire broadcast schedule at wjffradio.org. We'll be happy to mail you one too. Just call us at 845-482-4141.
I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to the music and exploring the lives of two extremely successful singer-songwriters, Wynn Butler and Chris Martin. Wynn Butler is the lead singer of the Canadian band Arcade Fire, and Chris Martin is the lead singer and songwriter for the band Coldplay, a British band. When I first heard Coldplay, I was immediately attracted to their music in a way that doesn't happen very often. The very first time I heard them, they had already done three albums, and they had just released their fourth album called Viva La Vida. I happened to catch their live performance on Saturday Night Live. And it's an amazing recording. Yeah. Chris Martin said that when this recording was going on for this Coldplay album, that he had been reading Charles Dickens novels while they were recording these records. And he suggested that that might have contributed to the strong visual imagery on some of the songs. So we're going to listen to a song from Coldplay's Viva La Vida with Chris Martin singing lead. The song is called The Cemeteries of London, and it is a very visual song. And there's also some very uplifting things about the attitude that this band has about life. Let's listen to The Cemeteries of London.
At night they would go walking till the breaking of the day. The morning is for sleeping. Through the dark streets they go searching to see God in their own way. Save the night time for your weeping, your weeping. Singing la 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 la
The Cemeteries, the Cemeteries of London. That's from Coldplay's fourth album called Viva La Vida. And the album is a Spanish phrase, and you can translate it two different ways. One way might be to live the life, Viva La Vida, or you can also say long live life. And the title of the album was inspired by a painting by Frida Kahlo, the Mexican artist. This is the first album I heard by Coldplay, and it's produced by a man named Brian Eno. Brian Eno did an amazing experimentation with ambient music sounds. He's been an active producer and has been so influential on so many different musicians. And apparently, he had a really strong effect on Coldplay. He forced them to really stretch out their multi-instrumental approach to this music. And he required that every song on this album sounds different, which was apparently very productive and somewhat challenging for Coldplay. Chris Martin, he's 36 years old. He's the lead singer and one of the founding members of the band. And one of the things that they wanted to accomplish, that he wanted to accomplish vocally on this album, is that he had always been associated with a very high falsetto voice. And he wanted to experiment with getting down into the lower registers of his voice. And so when you hear this song called Yes, you really understand how he approaches it, because he sings extremely low at the beginning of the song and he jumps up an octave. So you really get to hear his voice as it's developing and growing. So this was the direction that Brian Eno took them in his demand that every song sound different. So let's listen to two more songs from Coldplay's Viva La Vida, Chris Martin singing lead. We're going to hear the song Yes with that low voice. It's kind of inspired by a Velvet Underground type song. And then we're going to hear the track called Lost. Two tracks, Chris Martin and Coldplay from Viva La Vida.
If you'd only say yes, whether you win. Love.
Lost. That's Coldplay with Chris Martin on lead vocals. Chris Martin, okay, he was born on March 2nd in 1977 in Devon, in Exeter, in Devon, in England. And he started prep school, and this is when he started his first band called the Rocking Honkies. Apparently, when they made their debut, they got booed off the stage. God knows it's hard to make a career as a musician these days. Chris Martin is well-educated. He went to the University College in London, which is where he met the bandmates for Coldplay. And he apparently graduated with first-class honors in ancient world studies in Greek and Latin. And the thing that's impressive about Coldplay is it's truly a band. It's truly a collaborative band. And they share the songwriting credits. For every single song on Viva La Vida, they share the songwriting credits four ways: Johnny Buckland, Will Champion, and Guy Berryman, Chris Martin, the four members of Coldplay. And this is a real departure from a lot of bands. There's a different type of music that is produced when you have a group of musicians who truly collaborate together. I have the feeling that Chris Martin does the lyrics and the chords, and then he brings it into the band and they do the arrangements. And because of that, the collaborative nature, the music has a different feeling. You can take a musician like Leonard Cohen, an amazing songwriter, surrounded by studio musicians. Van Morrison, incredible songwriter, incredible singer, surrounded by studio musicians. And they develop their work and their style in a different type of growth from a songwriter who works with a band. And the thing about this band is that there's been so many bands that have broken up and suffered and gone the way because of arguments about who takes the credit for the publishing. You know, Ringo Starr never got any songwriting credits with the Beatles, even though he contributed all those drum arrangements. It's amazing. Anyway, Chris Martin. It's interesting because Chris Martin recently, on December the 12th, 2012, he was in that 12-12-12 concert, a fundraiser for Hurricane Sandy. Interesting man. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol. So he kind of goes counter to that image we have of a lead singer in a rock band. I was charmed by the fact that he's married to Gwyneth Paltrow, one of my favorite actresses. He suffers from insomnia. Chris Martin has sleepless nights. But the thing that's interesting about that is he says that that's when he writes most of his songs. His songs come to him at night. I know that when I'm laying awake late at night, it would be great if some songs would come to me. Anyway, Chris Martin, brilliant singer-songwriter. And also, the other thing about Coldplay is that they're multi-instrumentalists in this band. Chris Martin, you've heard his voice. He's a guitarist. He plays acoustic, electric, and bass guitar. He plays piano, keyboards, and organs. He plays the harmonica, the mandolin, the trumpet, the clarinet, glockenspiel, and percussion. And he contributes all of those instrumental styles to the Viva La Vida album. Let's hear another track from this Coldplay album. This song is called Death and All His Friends. Viva La Vida.
Get married all summer, we just hurry. So come over, just be patient and don't worry. So come over, just be patient and don't worry. Thank you.
Death and All His Friends. That's Coldplay from Viva La Vida with Chris Martin singing lead with Coldplay. That album was the best-selling album of 2008, and as of now, it's sold about 10 million copies. So there's a few of you out there who have heard the songs before. It won the Best Rock Album at the 2009 Grammy Awards, and it was nominated for the Album of the Year. And it gives me great satisfaction to know that music, that this music is so commercially successful, and at the same time, that this band and these musicians have an artistic goal in mind beyond, you know, just the mere entertainment value. It's a deep kind of a music, and I'm very attracted to the music of Coldplay. And I was also really inspired the first time that I ever heard Arcade Fire. The lead singer of Arcade Fire, it's a Canadian band, is a 33-year-old man named Wynn Butler. And they released an album after the Viva La Vida album was released in about 2008 from Coldplay. This is a couple years later. The album is called The Suburbs. It's the third studio album by Arcade Fire. Let's listen to the title track. This album was also the Grammy Album of the Year in 2011. This is the title track from The Suburbs.
A longer drive, and you told me we never
The Suburbs. That's Arcade Fire. That's the title track from that album. So Win Butler is the lead singer, and his brother, William, is also in the band. And his wife, Regine Cassagna, is also in the band. And like Coldplay, this is a true band. This is a collaborative effort. I've never seen Arcade Fire play live, but apparently when they're in live performance, they're all multi-instrumentalists, and during the course of the concert, they'll switch instruments on stage. A truly collaborative band. The Suburbs. The album was inspired by their upbringing in the suburbs of Houston, Texas, in the Woodlands. Win Butler, his full name is Edwin Farnham Butler III. He was born in California, but he was raised in the Woodlands, Texas. And he was raised as a Mormon, which is an interesting thing. I listened to this music quite a bit, and then when I found out that he had a Mormon upbringing, it ties in my mind, with a lot of the themes, particularly from this album, have to do with the expectation of a cultural meltdown. You know, all these TV shows about people hoarding things, and all the electricity is going to go out, the lights are going to go out, and we're no longer going to be able to live in the same kind of civilization we're used to. Well, you know, the Mormon Church is the Latter-day Church. And one of the tenets of Mormonism is to prepare to have 50 pounds of cracked wheat, 200 gallons of water. So it's interesting how that upbringing is reflected in a lot of the lyrics on this album called The Suburbs. According to Win Butler, the album is neither a love letter to nor an indictment of the suburbs. It's a letter from the suburbs. This album was recorded at their home, at Win Butler's and his wife's home in Montreal, and then a little bit in New York City. Let's listen to another track from the Arcade Fire album. We'll hear a song called Deep Blue, with all the songs we're listening to from the Arcade Fire album today feature the lead vocals of Win Butler. On some of the tracks, his wife also sings lead, but today we'll be listening to the tracks that feature Win Butler singing. So let's hear the song Deep Blue from The Suburbs by Arcade Fire.
Standing on the night sky, tomorrow is not.
Deep Blue. That song is by Arcade Fire, and it's from their Suburbs album. That album was produced by the band Arcade Fire and the producer Marcus Dravs, who is also the same one of the producers from the Coldplay Viva La Vida album, which we heard earlier in the program. And also like that Coldplay Viva La Vida album, this album called The Suburbs was a Grammy Album of the Year in 2011. The album The Suburbs, it debuted at number one on the Irish album charts, the UK album charts, number one on the Billboard 200 charts. It won the Best International Album of the Brit Awards in 2011. And it also won the 2011 Polaris Music Prize for the Best Canadian Album, The Suburbs by Arcade Fire. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on WJFF. So Win Butler is the lead singer, and he describes the sound of the band as, quote, a mix of Depeche Mode and Neil Young. And he wants the album to sound like, quote, the bands that I heard when I was very young and wondered what those crazy noises were. So it's interesting the similarities between these two men, Chris Martin and Win Butler. You know, Chris Martin went all the way through the university system and went to prep school and boarding school. Well, it turns out that Win Butler also attended prep school when he was 15 in New Hampshire. He graduated from there. He studied photography at Sarah Lawrence College. He moves to Montreal in 2000, and he attends McGill University, where he meets his wife. And Win Butler actually has a degree in religious studies. So, wonderful album, The Suburbs. Once again, it's refreshing for me to hear music of such a complex nature that is so received so well commercially and so successful. Let's listen to two more songs from the Arcade Fire album, The Suburbs. First, we're going to hear We Used to Wait for It. And then we'll hear The Sprawl, Flatlands, Arcade Fire.
Thank you. took a drive into the sprawl to find the house where we used to stay. Save it for another day. Took a drive into the sprawl to find the places we used to play.
Arcade Fire, Win Butler, The Suburbs. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then here on WJFF Radio Catskill. I hope you enjoyed today's program. Thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming online, WJFFradio.org. It's 1 minute before 2 o'clock. It's 36 degrees outside, and tonight it's going to get down to 10 or 15 degrees, and tomorrow highs in the lower 20s. Stay tuned. Folk Plus is coming right up. Folk Plus with Angela Page.
Support for this program.